Scream, books 1-4, written by Jack Heath and read by Ben Smalley.
Close your eyes, both of you. Josh sighed. I'm 12 years old, Mum. Close them anyway, his mother said. She drummed her rosy nails on the steering wheel. Her rings glowed like they were radioactive. Humour me. Just do it, Josh, Yvette said. She absent-mindedly buttoned and unbuttoned her denim jacket. Her eyelids, still smeared with purple paint from the school carnival, were already shut. Grumbling, Josh closed his eyes. He felt the old hatchback trembling beneath him, smelled the petrol, heard the brakes hissing as Mum approached a corner. Their cat, Albert, mewed pitifully inside the battered carry cage. He probably thought he was going to the vet. Riding without seeing made Josh nervous. What if another car suddenly reversed out of a driveway in front of them? Or what if a train jumped the rails and ploughed right into the driver's side? There wasn't a train track for miles around, but that didn't make it impossible. Josh had lived in Axe Falls his whole life, and he'd seen all sorts of strange things happen. Phones turned to silent would ring during the night. Computers switched themselves on and sent blank emails to one another. People would enter lifts on one floor and be missing by the time the doors opened on the next. Last summer, a school bus full of students had vanished without a trace. Parents panicked. The missing driver was investigated by the Axe Falls Police Department. After more than a month of searching, they found one of the kids, wandering along the beach. But he wouldn't tell them what had happened. He just trembled and moaned and stared into space. A film crew had turned up to make a documentary about the town. During lunch at the Cannon Fodder Cafe on Blind Avenue, one of the only two restaurants in town, the director had gone to the bathroom and never come back. The crew searched the whole cafe and found no trace of him, although they had been sitting beside the only exit. Axe Falls was a sleepy little town. It seemed to Josh that with so many unexplained disappearances, pretty soon there wouldn't be anyone left. Except that there were also many unexplained appearances. New students would show up at school, saying nothing but always smiling. Zombies, Josh called them. Houses which had been unoccupied for years suddenly had families living in them. Families who claimed to have been there for decades. Last winter, a thick fog had descended upon the town and stayed for days. When it dissipated, the public library had a third floor that Josh hadn't seen before. He had gone up there once and found that it was crammed full of ancient books, but all the pages were blank.